Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Benyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. This weekend, Barack Obama told a Mother's Day joke that I'm not going to be able to relate it to you because the punchline was intensely vulgar. And on Sunday, Notre Dame, the University of Notre Dame, is scheduled to have him speak at their commencement and to give him an honorary Ph.D. And on Friday, Alan Keyes, former presidential candidate who ran for president with Brian Rohrbaugh as his vice presidential running mate, president of American Right to Life, Alan Keyes went to Notre Dame to ask them to rescind the invitation because Barack Obama advocates the slaughter of innocent children. And rather than doing what is right, Notre Dame had Alan Keyes arrested, along with 21 other pro-lifers, on that day, Friday. And coincidentally, on Friday, members of American Right to Life were on trial, a jury trial in Colorado Springs, because of an American Right to Life protest at Focus on the Family on September 4th of last year. So there was a lot happening this past Friday, and somewhat startling, Saturday evening, Barack Obama would deliver a Mother's Day joke to 2,500 people. And the Mother's Day joke includes an intensely vulgar punchline, so horrendous that I certainly will not repeat it, not on the radio, not in private, not to another guy. It's just filthy and vulgar. And that, of course, is just on top of his support for killing unborn children. So, in South Bend, Indiana, on Friday, former presidential candidate Alan Keyes was arrested taking a heroic stand on that campus. And right now I'd like to welcome Alan Keyes to the Bob Benyart Live show. Alan, welcome to Bob Benyart Live.
Hi, how are you, Bob?
What an honor to speak to you. Alan, we were a bit busy on Friday. We were in court ourselves in Colorado Springs, some of the members of American Right to Life. But could you give us a firsthand account of what happened at Notre Dame?
Well, it's really quite simple. I decided to come in when I had read the account that said that because he was engaged in a prayerful and peaceful protest of Obama's visit, Randall Terry had been arrested
right
by Notre Dame police and turned over to authorities for supposedly trespassing.
And when he was arrested, was he alone arrested, or were there others?
There were others, I think.
Okay.
The report focused on him. And when I heard about this, it just seemed to be totally wrong, at least in part because, you know, very often when these kinds of things occur, you're dealing with people who are outside abortion clinics or in other places, well, there may be some kind of colorable argument that has to do with civil authority and public places and all of this, right?
Mm.
But the University of Notre Dame is private property.
Private property.
A Catholic Christian university.
Right.
Submitted to the pro-life crowd, supposedly.
Supposedly.
And the idea that a peaceful witness to the truth that if you kill unborn babies, you're striking a blow against Jesus Christ, which is one of the obviously basic ways the church understands what's going on, that a peaceful protest where somebody is praying and pushing a baby carriage that has a little doll in it with some mock blood on it to look like a baby that has been harmed, right?
Mm.
And behind that, there was a picture of a baby with a crown of thorns around its head and a little bit of blood streaming down its forehead so that you saw in the child Jesus Christ, right?
Okay.
It was really beautifully done, I thought. And it was a way of being able to prayerfully bear witness. As people walked by, they would see it. And you weren't making any noise. You weren't making any disturbance on the campus or anything else. So the idea that this would be considered some kind of trespass and You had to shut it down. It was absurd. And I had already written several things about the travesty of doing honor to someone who is the focus of abortion evil in the world today. And having that honor done and an honorary degree and a commencement speech where he's supposed to be some kind of model for success in life, with Barack Obama held up before a student who are supposedly the educated product of this university, reflecting a Catholic understanding of the world, which explicitly, according to its mission statement, its history and everything else, is supposed to be an education conditioned on the truth and example and wisdom of Jesus Christ. This is a travesty, Bob. This is a disgrace. And that there is an outrage all over the country and all over the world against it is perfectly understandable. But anyway, I decided to go join in, and if they were going to arrest me, fine, they'd arrest me. And so I joined a group on Friday doing exactly the same thing that Randall had done. And in due course, we were stopped by the university police and put in these little flexi ties that they put on you. And I spent the better part of the evening and a night in jail, and intended to spend the weekend, actually. Told them I didn't want to post bond, but was going to stay there. As it turned out, a supporter, a sympathetic person, I guess, we don't know her, but in New York, heard about this and use their automatic system to post bond, right?
Okay, all right.
So before the first evening was finished, around 11 o'clock at night, the guard comes to the door of this holding cell where we're all gathered still, and he beckons to me, and I go out to find that I've had the bond posted. And I'm looking at the sergeant and said, but I didn't ask for any bond to be posted, and who's posted a bond? They don't have my permission to post bond. Anyway, I remonstrated with him for quite a while, and he explained that they had an automatic system. Once the money was received, they had to release me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, wait a minute, I don't want to go. Is there some penalty for resisting expulsion? And he looked at me and he said, well, nobody's ever done that.
That's just great, Alan.
It was kind of funny, but to tell you the truth.
Well, the goal, Alan Keyes, the goal when you went there was not to be released from incarceration. That wasn't your goal. Your goal was to cry out for sanity and morality from people who ostensibly say that they honor God and they would honor his command, do not murder. And here is one of the world's leading promoters of the killing of innocent children, and they are issuing him an honorary PhD, and they're inviting him. Go ahead.
What bothered me, Bob, was that side by side with that, right? And this is what really got to me when I read the report about Randall. Terry, they're honoring this man, Barack Obama, who is the paradigm and paragon of evil in terms of his promotion in the most extreme fashion possible of abortion. Meanwhile, they're treating as if he were a criminal, Randall Terry, who has time and again laid himself on the line for the right to life of the innocent babe, who has shown a disposition to get arrested, to do what he had to do to get that truth out. One would think that a pro-life Catholic Christian university would be honoring him, not this political monstrosity. But, and so it just riled my guts. I looked at that and I said, no, Lord, this is not right. I will not let him do this by himself. And I've known Randall a long time. I've worked with him and supported him, but I always had this kind of sense that he did things his way and I was doing mine. We were both making a contribution. But you know what, Bob? I think we are now living in a time when folks who are like myself and who have been pro-life and speaking and doing this and that, but have shied away from this kind of direct, clear witness, we need to wake up. Because in point of fact, during the Obama era, they mean to pass laws and put us in situations where if we're not willing to stand up, take the risk, we're not going to witness for the truth. They will drive us out with their laws and their intimidation, and we can't let it happen.
And, Alan, it seems as though if we were in Europe 60 years ago, 70 years ago, and the climate had turned toward the Jews, that they would be rounded up and systematically killed, that many of our leaders would be silent, they would be tolerant, they would actually give honor to those who were part of the machine of the Holocaust, because today we know, God says, you cannot say, I did not know, when your eyes have seen it. Today they know these people are killing innocent children. They don't only tolerate them, they promote them and they honor them. And this is the crumbling of Christian morality.
Well, I think, Bob, we also have to keep in mind what is, it might be pretty clear at Notre Dame. According to the press reports, other things that I've seen, polls that have been taken, it is likely that a substantial majority of students and faculty and people at Notre Dame voted for Barack Obama.
Right.
That means that from the point of view of their supposed commitment to education within the context of Jesus and his wisdom and his guidance and his belief, either the president and board of trustees and fellows of Notre Dame have just been utter incompetence, right?
Right.
Or the scandal that they're willing to give by inviting Barack Obama simply confirms the mindset that has, in fact, led to the failure of education with respect to these students. Mm. It's obvious they have failed.
So,
they have failed, in point of fact, to inculcate the Christian and Catholic precepts. They have failed, in point of fact, to produce students who are in fact, raised up with an understanding that reflects the mind and heart of Jesus Christ. And that being the case, the invitation to Barack Obama would be of a piece with their failure.
Mm. Alan, I spent a couple years on the Notre Dame campus, mostly in the library. I hosted my nightly TV show from South Bend, Indiana, back in the 90s. And I wrote a couple books about God's Word while I was there. And it was so obvious to me that so many in the student body were in a confrontational rebellion against God, but supported by some on the faculty who would promote a pro-choice view or promote homosexuality and undermine the authority of God's word. And so this is a crisis of leadership, I think, throughout America among those who would claim to be Christian leaders.
I believe that this is right, and that we have people. Some of it is due, I think, to a failure of people to stand up and, as it were, fight back against people who are promoting this kind of devaluation of Christianity in our educational institutions. Others, of course, I think, are consciously promoting this corruption and undermining the real faith, because even though they might be part of a university that says it's faithful to Christ and wear clerical garb and all, they are really teaching and acting in a way that has abandoned the Christian faith. And as I said to someone the other day, there's a famous phrase from Pope Paul, I believe it is, who said that the smoke of Satan had entered the church, right? And I said to this person, well, it seems to me that we now have the fires of hell. We've gotten past the smoke stage. And because the scandal that is given by these actions, and scandal in the literal sense does not mean public knowledge of sin, as some people think it does. No. Scandal actually means to, by word or example or deed or persuasion, lead another person to sin, and thereby put a stumbling block in their spiritual walk that leads them to fall, right?
So when go ahead.
Literal means a scandal. Scandal is an act that therefore harms and endangers the spiritual welfare of another or of others. And it corresponds to the millstone sin.
Right.
The sin for which Christ reserved his harshest words. And I think that President Jenkins of Notre Dame, the board there, the fellows, the other people who supported this decision, whoever they were who voted for it, these people have essentially committed grave scandal. And it's an ongoing scandal, not only at Notre Dame, but since it involves Barack Obama, this scandal is going to reach around the world. Millions of people will be influenced by it in a way that would tend to undermine their commitment to what is right and tend to support sinful behavior up to and including procuring abortions themselves. And this kind of thing is outrageous. And they may make motions of their mouths to suggest that there's some excuse for it, talking about teaching moments and how they've opposed Obama on abortion and all. But the truth is, the scandal will far outrun their explanations, even if those explanations are sincere. And so the harm will be irreversibly done. And in addition to that, they then behave in a way, through the action they take against people who are protesting, they behave in a way that puts contempt on the folks who are acting righteously. So in addition to doing what is wrong themselves and giving scandal, they then compound the matter by encouraging and promoting contempt for those who are doing right. It's a disgrace. It's a fault and a double fault and a triple fault, and by the time you're done, they are totally without any justification for anything whatsoever that they do, and I think they ought all to be removed.
Alan Keyes, I'd like to quote the Lord from the Gospel of Matthew, where you referred to the millstone statement, where Jesus said, "Whoever receives one little child like this in my name receives me, but whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were drowned in the depth of the sea." We have those who claim to be Christian leaders teaching their flock that we should honor those who would kill little children. Jesus said, "Whatever you do to the least of these, you do unto me." Our Christian leaders don't understand there is no room for an exception that it is okay to tolerate the killing of one child or to tolerate those who advocate that murder.
And you know what's interesting, Bob, about that passage? There are so many people who talk about capital punishment and all, and I often point out with respect to that passage that if you take somebody and tie one of those big, huge millstones around their neck and throw them into the sea, the weight of the millstone is likely to break their neck right off the bat.
Yeah.
But it's sure unlikely that they're ever going to come up again.
Right.
And Jesus says that the punishment that should be reserved for those who commit this sin is going to be one that will make that, which is capital punishment, right?
Mm.
It's going to make that look good.
Wow. Yeah, exactly. And the Lord was tough, Alan Keyes, where I think a lot of Christians think that Jesus was only gentle. The Lord was quite tough, and especially against those who would tolerate or commit sin against the innocent, the young, the vulnerable. And we have, across the spectrum of Christian leaders in America, we have a growing comfort level with child killers. We have not only tolerance, but we have misrepresentation and even support of those who advocate killing hundreds, thousands, tens, even hundreds of thousands of innocent children. By their own policies, our Christian leaders are teaching us, look the other way, tolerate, support these people.
That's exactly right. And it's the reason I'm here, really. I think that at some point, one just has to draw the line. And this is a dramatic moment, not only for people in the Catholic community, but everyone in the Christian world, everyone in the pro-life world, because the world is watching. And on the one hand, an evil message can be sent of honor and applause for this focus of abortion evil in the world, Barack Obama. Mm. If on the other hand, I just dream of the moment. People gather from all over by the thousands and thousands protesting this from every background and denomination and so forth and so on. And that message goes out to the world that, in point of fact, no, Christians reject this applause. We do not join in this adulation. And that would instead take what was intended for evil and turn it to good. And it's why I hope that people will take a look at the situation and be moved, if they all possibly can, to come to South Bend. Come join people who are standing in protest of this lie, so that that message of truth can go out around the world when this man is being held up for this phony adulation and when the truth of Christian faith and moral principle are being betrayed by those who wish this kind of an image of some Christians paying homage to this evil to go out as if it were true.
So there's a call out for people to go to South Bend, Indiana, if you can get there. And, of course, it's a couple-hour drive from O'Hare Airport in Chicago. They're in northern Indiana, and it's centrally located in the country. Alan Keyes, my own mother, Connie Sharon, my dad died some years ago, and my mother married a Jewish man, Al Sharon, who believes in the Lord Jesus Christ. So my own mother, Connie Sharon, is looking for some people to join her in a drive from Denver to South Bend, Indiana. It's this Sunday, right? Barack Obama is scheduled to speak.
Well, he's scheduled to speak on Sunday. We are going to be having staging, sort of efforts to bear witness to truth throughout the week. There'll be a major one on Friday and others on the weekend. So if folks can come anytime this week, in point of fact, up to the time that he speaks, is an ongoing effort to gather and to do what's needed to step number one. The first goal, by the way, is still to get the university to withdraw this invitation.
Right.
And that can still occur. And in fact, it was reported to me today that at the prayer breakfast last weekend, Bishop Burke, who is now over in Rome, overseeing the Vatican congregation that deals with matters of faith and morals, he said emphatically that the invitation ought to be withdrawn and that it was a disgrace. So I think pressure is building. The notion that we can take it for granted that this is in fact going to take place is a false notion, because the pressure of decent and correct moral opinions within the Catholic community, within the Christian world, this pressure is growing, and it is enormous, and these folks are resisting. But I think even in the course of the next few days, we may see some developments that will focus that resistance in such a way that they will be called to account for what they are doing. Mm.
We have here in Denver, we have a Catholic college that offers a nursing program. And in fact, among the pro-life activists in Denver, there are young women who have taken their nursing degrees there. And when it comes time to deal with the issue of abortion, Alan Keyes, the Catholic hospital invites Planned Parenthood to come in and to teach the section of the curriculum on abortion.
You're and kidding.
No, this is a great travesty.
I have been hearing too, Bob, about what is going on in Massachusetts, where it looks as if the Catholic hospitals there are planning to develop things where they'll be referring people for abortion.
And that seems to be accurate, because the Catholic hospitals there have entered into a contract with the state of Massachusetts to provide services. We're talking about tens of millions of dollars a year in services. And the government requires either the performance of abortion or referral. And the insurance company involved in that deal with those hospitals has publicly stated that the Catholic hospitals would be referring for abortion. Of course, we pray that that also will be rescinded, that agreement, and that that will not happen.
I think these things are highly related. And what I am hoping and praying is that if we could get a strong, clear coming together of people on a common ground of dedication to right Christian view, because I think this is a common ground issue. The issue of life is common across the board in terms of people who profess belief in Jesus Christ. And we must push back. Too much ground has been lost. Too much has been given up. Too much has been written off. We must declare that we're going to draw the line and hold the line and push back across that line to take God's kingdom back.
Alan Keyes, I don't want to give you the particulars of what happened this past Friday, because I don't want to put you on the spot and ask you to draw any kind of conclusion, but just in a broad stroke, there was a protest in Colorado by members of American Right to Life, a peaceful protest in which there were arrests made for trespass. similar to what happened at a Catholic university in South Bend, only this was at a leading Protestant ministry, and the pro-life protesters were crying out, begging this organization to stop compromising on its own pledge to never support those who would kill innocent children, begging them, and instead of consideration, of humility, of discussion, there was an arrest. And that trial, those three members of American Right to Life were found guilty on Friday in a jury trial and will be sentenced on June 10th.
This is a disgrace in many respects. First of all, it's a disgrace because of the issue itself involved, obviously, since people who are professed Christians should be standing in defense of God's law with respect to innocent life and his will with respect to innocent life. The other thing that is a profound travesty is that these people who are willing to support and promote people who are practicing this ungodly wickedness against the innocent completely ignore, though they wear a Christian label, they completely ignore what we have been told in 1 Corinthians, for instance, and so forth, about the fact that if you have a problem with one of the people who are your fellow believers, you should settle that problem in a way that calls on the judgment that acknowledges the laws of God, not go to civil courts that do not do so. So their failure to try to speak and to talk is in direct contravention of what Christ says in Matthew should be the right way of handling these matters. But you know what's going on? It's going on here at Notre Dame. It was going on there. These people take this step to try to hide their wicked betrayal of Christian faith. And then they act in such a way that their ruthless disregard for true Christian charity then reveals the heart that has led them in the first place to that betrayal. And I think people need to wake up. They need to be discerning and understand what we're watching here. Because I think we have a lot of folks who, whatever they may have on their list, are really serving the father of lies in their heart.
Well, Alan, I know we're out of time. I know that if someone goes to the internet and types in alankeys.com, they come to the Loyal to Liberty website. Is that a good way for people to keep up with what's happening and maybe help out?
That is a good way to see what's happening. Also, there is a site that actually has an update of the events that are happening here in South Bend and other things. It's called Stop Obama Notre Dame.
Stop Obama Stop. Notre Dame.
Stop Obama Notre Dame, all together the way, you know, yep. Internet addresses are. So Stop Obama Notre Dame with Notre, Notre, of course. Stop Obama Notre Dame. .com.
I'm there.
All the information I need.
I'm there right now. And Alan, the video of you being arrested, the statements that have been released, have been very encouraging to those of us who are trying to stand for the innocent and to honor God. Thank you, Alan Keyes.
Thank you for your continued witness, Bob. Thank God for it.
You're very welcome. May God bless you. What an honor to have Alan Keyes on Bob and Yurt Live. Later in the week, I'll give you an update of what happened in the jury trial down in Colorado Springs on Friday. You heard a little bit about it today. Please pray for Alan Keyes in Arvada, Maranatha Christian Center, what a great school. And please help us at kgov.com.